Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, we're starting this week on a football Wednesday. No shows the last two nights for obvious reasons. And I hope you all have had a great holiday, a great Christmas, a great everything, and getting ready for the new year next week. So, and the other thing is just be real careful driving around. We know it's not so nice out there. So those of you I know listening while you're driving, hopefully we can help you deal with the elements a little bit, but please stay focused and be safe. Show tonight is going to be kind of like we do on a Wednesday and on a Monday and a Tuesday on this Wednesday. We're going to have Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, with us. Get some thoughts, some lingering thoughts from the Denver game. Not a lot to say about that loss at Denver. And things kind of went from bad to worse with the injuries. So we'll talk with him about that, about the distinct possibility that Thaddeus Lewis makes his first NFL start for the Browns at quarterback on Sunday against the Steelers. That's a real possibility with Brandon Whedon hurt, Colt McCoy hurting, neither practiced today, and Lewis took the first team reps at quarterback. Josh Johnson also added to this team as a backup quarterback. So that's the picture there. The Browns having been tested, their depth tested at multiple positions of late. Quarterback the latest, defensive back being a huge one, Usama Young being added to the practice squad today, IR list today, obviously won't play against the Steelers, and makes his lasting play, the interception that he had in the end zone against Peyton Manning. Good guy to intercept on a day that was otherwise owned by Manning and the Broncos. We're going to have Bernie Kosar on. He's usually on with us Tuesday, but we'll have him on today to get some thoughts on this team and again, on what we saw and what we're going to see. What's left, the motivation to take on this Pittsburgh team, both teams out of the postseason. So how are players going to be motivated? We're going to ask Coach Shurmur about that too, but it's a different mindset here. And normally when the Browns face the Steelers this time of year, Steelers are in. Steelers are one of the teams, one of the 12 teams in the postseason. This year, it's the Browns and Steelers joining the 20 that are not. John Hughes, rookie defensive tackle, will be with us. Jameer Howerton sits down with him and gets his thoughts on this rookie season that's quickly coming to a close and getting just what he thinks about as this team prepares to face the Steelers at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Your comments, your questions that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns underscore daily, and the email address, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. Let's go to Facebook. Wayne from Facebook says, both teams, meaning the Browns and the Steelers, had a rough year. Start all the second teamers, let them all play. Well, Wayne, I think you're going to see a good number of players see action. It's not quite going to be in the preseason mode in the sense of just playing guys for the sake of getting them playing time. But I think it'll be, and again, when you're talking about a quarterback like Lewis starting for you potentially, that sets the kind of tone that you normally see in August. But it's more, it's a function of injury. If Brandon Whedon were healthy, Brandon Whedon would be starting this game. And Colt McCoy's the number two guy. Had he been healthy, I'm sure you'd see more of him, if not see him start. So is it an opportunity? Are they playing Lewis for the sake of an opportunity to play Lewis? I would say not necessarily, but it works out that way. And Trent Richardson being hurt and the possibility that he doesn't play opens the door for Montario Hardesty, who has only really been a cameo player at running back, to see action. And Chris Obanaya, who will be pretty much in his third down role, which is receiver out of the backfield, blocker against the blitz, so on and so forth. Steve from Facebook, he says, pick up Alex Smith or Tim Tebow. Well, they're both employed by other teams right now, but I know where you're going with this in the offseason. And do you give some thought if Alex Smith is out there in the open market maybe at some point, and I'm not sure he will be. I don't know. I don't know. I think he has only shown to be, if he's not starting for a contending team like the 49ers, who found something better in Colin Kaepernick, then why do you go there? What's the upgrade? I think you want a guy who's dynamic and makes a difference for you, who makes plays for you. I don't see Smith as being a very dynamic quarterback. I see him as a manager. I see him as a guy who gets you through games, who at his best, and he had some good, actually performed quite well up to the point that he suffered the concussion for the 49ers, playing some of his better football. But he was a guy who was complimenting his defense more than anything else. And Tim Tebow, what is it with Tebow that you really want? Because he doesn't have it. I mean, he doesn't offer it. He's a runner, and he's a runner. If he were a thrower and a runner, I'd be more inclined and interested in a guy like that if on the assumption that he's out there. And the reports, Chris Mortensen reported this over the weekend for ESPN, that it's been earmarked for Tebow to end up in Jacksonville, which would be the ideal location. What he means to the state of Florida, you know, as their favorite son from Florida, and that's great. And what he could mean to a franchise in Jacksonville that could use the, quote, drawing card that he might be. But is he – what he was in New York was, you know, they turned him into a sideshow. I mean, he wasn't anything but someone who's commanded a lot of conversation for almost no production. And you could say, well, that's because the Jets didn't use him right, but I don't know that there's a right way to use the guy. If you're playing quarterback, the right way to use him is throw and then run. The throwing part doesn't go with Tim Tebow. It's just not something that's worked. And if you don't have that, you don't have it as a quarterback, period. So that's my those are my thoughts on the potentials for quarterback. And I say, and now that we can start talking in terms of Brandon Whedon's rookie season being over, effectively, again on the assumption he doesn't play Sunday, and I think it's a pretty good guess with that shoulder injury that he suffered, that, you know, the book closes on his rookie year. The evaluation, which has been ongoing through the season, through the entire rookie season that he had, is at a point of evolving to, okay, what do you do next? And I think what next is that you feel you've got somebody who can help you out. He played better against Denver than he played against Washington. And I know that's not saying a ton, and it might not be satisfying to everyone to say, I don't know that I believe he's the guy. And I would have liked to have seen him against Pittsburgh, you know, a second time to formulate more thoughts. But now, you know, ownership, Jimmy Haslam, the CEO, Joe Banner, and their collective thoughts going forward, I mean, they've got all that they're going to get from a rookie year to decide what to do with this quarterback position. I think enough is there to decide. And I would say the base thought, just given where else is another answer going to come from, it's not within the team to replace him. It's not here. So do you go, are you, you know, those who would say you're not satisfied with him, or what would they do as those who run the team do for a quarterback? I don't see it in the draft. And I don't necessarily see, you know, who might be available. The two you mentioned, Steve, are not that guy, and in my mind, that would make it better. And then there's Matt Flynn out in Seattle, potentially, because Russell Wilson's taken over there from the very beginning. Again, that makes a resounding statement about what Matt Flynn is. So why get excited about that necessarily? I don't. So I'm not sure there's that compelling replacement guy that's going to be there that you have to clamor for. I think you watch Brandon Whedon again and have him get better and move on. Those are my two cents on that. All right, we're just getting it started. About 2 minutes, you're going to hear from the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, as we get you going on this post Christmas edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
House Rules, brought to you by Maxwell House. Nobody messes up your coffee order when you make it. A great cup of coffee doesn't require a cardboard sleeve. If you want a grande, get the big mug out of the dishwasher. Drinking coffee in your bathrobe is never frowned upon at home. The line for a great cup of coffee is always shorter at home. Drizzles and sprinkles belong in a weather forecast, not coffee. Grabbing a cup of coffee shouldn't mean grabbing your car keys. Stay grounded at MaxwellHouse.com. Available at Discount Drug Mart. Right now at T-Mobile, you can get their hottest 4G smartphones for zero down. But hurry, sale ends 12/31. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Check out the newest Lady Jane's haircuts for men in Willoughby. It's on Euclid Avenue just east of 350 5th Street. Get an unbelievable haircut from an experienced and beautiful stylist for just $10. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting included. Balancing included. Valve stems included. Free flat repair included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Hi gang, Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want, rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads, on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows that customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
It's a football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're about a little more than 45 minutes away from the announcement of the 2012 Pro Bowl team. NFL Network will be announcing that in its exclusive broadcast. So lots of fingers crossed to see that the Browns get some representation there. You've had Joe Thomas make five in a row. That can give him some momentum perhaps to make a sixth. A lot of times players, you know, get that going for them where people vote because they've been established. The sentimental guy that all of us, a lot of us, and you're sentimental about everybody. I'd love to see, you know, several Browns make this team. I don't know how realistic that is when a team has only won five games, but a sentimental guy would be Phil Dawson, if we could see that happen. But we will find out in about 45 minutes to see who has officially made it from this team. And I think they also announced the first alternates and such too. So we'll see if there's we'll see who makes it and who the alternates are. It'd be nice because this team has had some good performances, some really good performances, and players deserving. All right. And Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now, the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. And, Coach, first of all, hope you and your family had a great Christmas.
Yeah, it was terrific. We got a chance to spend a few hours, you know. Seems like holidays and football this time of year, they collide. But I do think it's important that we spend the time to get together and really express how thankful we are for things.
And a different kind of week because you're getting ready for this last game with some key people injured, and you're probably going to be putting some people perhaps in position to, for instance, a quarterback make a first start of his career, Thad Lewis. How does that affect how you're going to prepare for the Steelers?
Well, it's important that it's kind of the next man up, you know, depending on how things go this week. You know, we could have some new faces in there, and that's okay. I mean, I trust all the guys we have on our roster. Our guys that have had to step in thus far have done a good job, and it's just more new faces in there. We'll get an opportunity to see what they can do.
When you the loss itself to Denver, of course, was something in its own right that wasn't pleasant, but I thought it just got, I think it made it worse to now see that you don't, that you had injuries to Brandon Whedon and to Trent Richardson, just to not get them, put them in a position where they could see the full season and play it out. I'm sure for you as a coach in the evaluation part of it had to be discouraging.
Well, just opposite of that, frankly. I mean, I think you never want your players to get hurt. And fortunately, right now, it looks as though that those injuries will not be long-lasting. You know, it's going to take a little time for them to come back from the shoulder and the ankle, and, and they'll be fine. But what I like is that you get an opportunity here to see other guys play, and I think that's important too. So, again, I don't ever want to see our guys get hurt, and they could get hurt on the first play of the game, just like the last, if that's the case. And so, you know, it's just kind of what happens.
What's the challenge for like a Thad Lewis if he ends up having to play to come into a first-time opportunity and against a defense like Pittsburgh's?
Well, that's the key. I mean, they're an outstanding defense. I think there was 15 rushes for 16 yards the other day, and they had 6 sacks against the Bengals. So that, you know, they're an outstanding defense. We knew that the first time we played them, you know, and we found a way to score enough points to win. You know, we had a great effort on our side of the ball on defense as well. So the challenge for Thad is to stay within himself. The challenge for Thad, if he starts, is to make sure he just goes through his progressions, executes the offense, throw it to the open guy. You know, and I think that'll be the challenge. And don't try to do too much. And I think in the games that we've won, the games we've finished, we've taken care of the football, and we've gotten good quarterback playing. If he's the guy in there, I expect he'll do a good job.
What do you like best about him?
Well, I think Thad has a live arm. I think he's kind of got a little bit of a gamer mentality. You know, he finds a way to make plays. And he's also athletic, and he'll use his feet. And I think those are all attributes that will make him at least have a chance to be successful.
And despite being the third guy all year, the guy behind Brandon Whedon and Colt McCoy, he's the one going to all the meetings, too. He's got to be just as into it as they are, right? I mean, that whole couple of snaps away or whatever it is in his case, potentially, his mind has to be engaged. And do you see that in him, a guy who's always fully preparing himself?
Yeah, they all know they're one injury from being in there. And even though he was on the practice squad, he's in all the meetings. And, you know, he functions just like anybody that was on the 53-man roster. So No, he's been preparing himself each week, and, you know, there's a good chance he'll have an opportunity this week.
Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's talk about Trent Richardson in the running game. And as you said, the fortunate thing with both Trent and Brandon is that the injuries aren't serious ones, but ones that they can have time now to heal into the offseason. But your running game in general, Montario Hardesty, Chris Obanaya, you've got some guys who can step in and do a credible job.
Yeah, and then we have Brandon Jackson as well. So, you know, if Trent doesn't go, then, of course, Montario will slide up. We'll put Brandon Jackson in there. And Chris, you know, Obi will kind of fill his role as kind of a third down player at times. So,
right.
And they'll all be involved on special teams, and we'll get what I expect will be good snaps for them on offense.
Your secondary was hurting, to say the least, going into the Denver game. It got hurt even more in that Denver game, and now you have Osama Young being added to the IR list. So as you kind of look at what you need to do, I know it's the next man up theory, but Coach, I know you haven't had any position whose depth has been challenged more than secondary, and now it's Ben Roethlisberger, after Peyton Manning, another great quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, we've faced a lot of great quarterbacks this week or this year, and this week is no different. You know, Peyton was he played outstanding last week, and we know what he is and what he's been his whole career. And then the same can be said about Ben Roethlisberger. You know, I think he's a guy that when he is in the pocket, anytime he's on the field, he has a chance to make a big play, and a big play could be the difference in this game. The last few times that we played the Steelers, they've been tight games. If you remember last year, at the end of the season, we were throwing a Hail Mary for the victory.
Right.
And so a big play in a game like that can be the difference. And, you know, he does a good job of extending things. He does a good job of finding receivers when plays are broken. And I think we got to make sure we do a good job of playing good team defense.
How do you look at the way the Steelers come into this thing, which for them is kind of rare? They're out of the postseason as well, and you're facing them in the same boat. How does that, you think, affect the complexion of the game? I know we talk about the great rivalry, but you guys are in the same spot too.
Well, I think, you know, both teams, we're two of the 20 teams that won't be in the playoffs, and so we both have locker rooms full of prideful guys that want to finish the year on a good note. And so what's important is that we prepare the right way. That gives you the best chance to have success on Sunday. And then go out there and play good, clean, hard football. Take care of the football. Make a difference on special teams. And then, you know, try to eliminate them scoring points.
And the other part of this is your defensive line and the whole idea that facing Ben Roethlisberger also means you talk about him extending plays, trying to get pressure on him. You had struggles getting any kind of pressure really on Peyton Manning. For Roethlisberger, is containment about as important as anything else? Because it seems like he makes his biggest plays when he goes to one side of the field or the other.
Yeah, I think, you know, we do. We've got to be able to rush him. You never really want any quarterback to break contain, because once he's on the perimeter, then it's tough on the coverage as well because everything changes. But no, you got to get pressure on you. You always got to get pressure on the guys to get, you know, up in his face. And then, of course, you never really want a quarterback to scramble the pocket. So, yeah, I mean, it's important. You like to be able to sack him and get him on the ground.
Right.
And that tends to be the hard thing with Ben because he's such a big guy and big, strong guy. So, now we'll do what we got to do to try to get pressure on him. And if we do, that's our best chance to try to disrupt what he does.
And no matter what, Coach, trying to end this season on the most positive note possible is the goal. You go into every game thinking that, wanting to win, but I would think under the circumstances you just want to make sure that you'd like to end this season on a positive note.
No question. We play every game to win, and this is no different.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, great.
He is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us as he always does each week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
With a lube party platter. New Year's Eve, the Wingo Window is open to cater your party with bread and boneless wings and your favorite lube sauces. 50 are just $34.99 or 100 are just $69.99. You can also grab 100 jumbo award-winning wings for just $89.99 and a la carte full rib racks for just $11.99. Available in Valley View, Lakewood, Sheffield, or Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. Visit Broadview Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem top contractor at broadviewheating.com today.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you till the top of the hour on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hope you are being safe out there. The weather's yucky, ugly, awful. So careful. Hey, we take you inside the locker room on a regular basis on this show. Jameer Howardson does so, sitting down with a key Browns player. And today, that is rookie defensive tackle John Hughes. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. John, coach always says moving forward, they're just building blocks when you look back at last week's game. And just taking that time to look back, what did you take away going against one of the league's best quarterbacks in Peyton Manning?
I think you learn something new every week. You know, last week, you know, I felt like we didn't play our best ball, and, you know, it just showed up on film. But I think that from every team you can learn something new, and it's kind of hard to put your hand on it, but you take something with you from every game.
How challenging was it for you guys to go against that no huddle?
I mean, we knew it was coming. It wasn't as difficult as it may seem, you know, because we practiced throughout the week in practice. But, I mean, it does put a little struggle, I guess, in the game a little bit for you.
And, John, just over the course of this season, what have you learned the most about playing in the league?
Probably the speed of the game. You have to learn quick, especially in camp. I think the smarts, the little things people don't understand about technique and different plays and understanding what to do against different things, is, I think that's what I've improved my most this season.
And as you finish up the season, what is your main focus?
Main focus, just to get better in all aspects of the game. I'll study more film. I know how to study more film now that I've gone through a whole year in the NFL. and just to get my body right, just make sure I'm working out and everything.
And as you look ahead to the Pittsburgh Steelers, what's the thing that you're seeing from this group on film that you didn't see last time around?
It's a physical group, especially their O-line, the physical group. You know, we got to go in helmet, buckles, shoulder pads, strap, and everything ready to go. And I think it's going to be a good game, just like it was last time.
Looking at Ben Roethlisberger, I know you guys didn't see him the last time. What have you seen from him?
He's a great quarterback. It's going to be a challenge going against him. He's a big, tough quarterback. It's a hard takedown. So we're going to do our best to get our job done.
And lastly, John, what does this game mean to you, and what do you guys want to get accomplished Sunday?
We just want to end the season with a win. We didn't have the season that we had planned on having or we wanted to have. So the best thing we can do right now is just end the season with a win.
John, thank you for your time, and good luck moving forward.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thank you. John Hughes, thank you. About 2 minutes, we are going to have a conversation with the regular on this show, the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, get his thoughts on what happened at Denver and what is ahead for this Browns team. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
With a lube party platter. New Year's Eve, the Wingo Window is open to cater your party with breaded boneless wings and your favorite lube sauces. 50 are just $34.99 or 100 are just $69.99. You can also grab 100 jumbo award-winning wings for just $89.99 and a la carte full rib racks for just $11.99. Available in Valley View, Lakewood, Sheffield, or Vermilion.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
But it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Every day is a snow day at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Seven Springs features 33 pristine slopes and trails, the number one rated parks and pipe on the East Coast, the largest snow tubing park in the region, the best variety of off-mountain activities, and so much more. The Winter Family Memories Package starts at $299 per person. Best of all, kids 11 and under are free. For more information, visit thenumber7springs.com. Seven Springs Mountain Resort, where every day is a snow day.
Hey golfers, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card, backed by popular demand. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses, all for $99. The ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card includes golf at Little Mountain, Fowler's Mill, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shale Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. Purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card at ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. Cart fees not included. Quantities are limited. Some restrictions apply.
You know, I checked with Betsy Kling over at Channel 3, and yucky is a meteorological term. Just so Dave DiNatale, our producer, knows, he asked me that. I think it is. I think it's an official term. Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here. And nothing beats being there live to cheer your favorite college team on to victory. Get tickets to all the biggest college bowl games of the season at primesport.com. That's primesport.com.
Bernie, Bernie. Oh, yeah. How you can throw. Yeah.
And he joins us, the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, on a regular basis here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, we were in Denver together, and wasn't a pretty sight to see how that game turned out for the Browns. What were some of your general thoughts, though, after, you know, a team that had been kind of rolling along nicely? The Washington game was a setback, a letdown, and kind of a bigger one in Denver. I don't know that we're shocked that Peyton Manning played as well as he did, but it really was a game that I thought showed a bit of a gap between where the Browns are and where maybe the best team in the league is.
Well, I think for sure you're correct on the gap standpoint, but you know what I think I analyzed or paid attention to across the board, across the NFL, and really other than the Drew Brees Saints Cowboys game, one of the things I really find interesting at this time of the year is the teams that need to win, the teams that have playoff ramifications at stake compared to teams that aren't in the playoffs, those teams really tend to win at a high percentage of the time. And then you add in Peyton Manning, and that offense for Denver is really on a roll. And he's really, and I don't want to over-dramatize this, mm-hmm. but I just love football, and I love the way he almost artistically and surgically goes and takes on the other defense and really manipulates the plays and knows exactly where he wants to go with the ball and really takes advantage from a surgical perspective, how he attacks the opposing defenses.
Right, right. And I think that's a great point that he is he's in a place that I think at the height of his career that he's been in. And at times I even think he looks a little better, honestly.
Well, I concur with you. You know, physically, is he as gifted as maybe he was a half dozen years ago? Probably not, but from a mental perspective, his whole concept of the game and protections and the defenses and what they're trying to do against him and how he wants to attack them, from a mental perspective, he's as strong as he's ever been. And Peyton Manning tends, as he should, get a lot of the credit, but John Fox being primarily a defensive coach and Von Miller, and boy, that front seven and Champ Bailey back in the secondary, the defense isn't a slouch either. And this is probably from top to bottom as sound a team as you have offense, defense, and special teams right now, the Denver Broncos.
So, Bernie, when you look at the Browns, and again, adding to the disappointment of the performance is the fact that you've got Brandon Weeden injured, you get Trent Richardson injured, and it's really not the way we want to see these two guys in particular finish out this season. I mean, we wanted a full look at both of these players to, you know, it's about evaluation, but it's also about that sense of, okay, what's our feeling toward next year? Because that's what these final games are all about, and we're likely not to get that with the two of them, you know, probably out for Sunday's game against Pittsburgh.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, we all want to see them play the last game, how they respond, the pride they have in just themselves and the team as to go into Pittsburgh and finishing the year strong and showing that they, you know, they're not cashing in early. But all that being said, you really do have to be smart, and it is a longer-term plan in place that you don't want to do something really crazy or stupid. And if they're not physically able to make plays and protect themselves, to put them out there in an environment in the last game of the year that really doesn't have playoff ramifications, I think we'd be foolish to maybe jeopardize their future and our team's future by unnecessarily putting guys out there who may be hurt and looks like they're hurt.
Yeah, you definitely can't do that. And here's the other big exception to this whole idea of who plays or who doesn't play. It's a final game, and you could say that you're playing out the string, Pittsburgh in the same boat, not going to the playoffs. How do you see the approach of these players, for especially from the Browns' perspective, knowing that you have some people here that are evaluating them from the owner to the CEO to, you know, the folks that are going to determine their fate, their future, these players and everyone, frankly, how do you see the approach to the game from that standpoint?
Well, if any players are listening tonight, it's imperative that they heed this warning that people are watching. They're watching to see who's kind of cashing it in, who's trying not to play, even if they're healthy enough to play. And if they are on film and they are playing, how well they play, there's no question these type games are judged not only by our organization and Mr. Haslam and the new ownership group, but guys within the league. As you know, the other 31 teams, they're looking for people who love football and want to play football. And 31 other teams also look at film to see how you handle yourself, how you conduct yourself, the type of effort you show, the type of plays you make or don't make. All that's always being judged. And yes, when you get on film at any time, it's imperative to like perform and show your best. But also, guys who may be able to play, who somewhat try to get out of playing, that also is something that not only within our organization definitely to be looked at, the other 31 teams look at things like that, and everybody talks to everybody. So those kind of things is something you absolutely don't want next to your name, that you turned down an opportunity to play or you had an opportunity to play and you didn't do your best.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, as we look at Pittsburgh, because it's kind of an interesting situation there, and again, knowing that you're the guy who particularly studies these quarterback situations, this hasn't been a typical year for Ben Roethlisberger, and probably, I mean, you can put aside the injuries, that's a huge part of it, but it's that relationship issue that's come up between Ben and his offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, and clearly there's been some friction. I think that's a nice way to put it. He does not seem like himself. The offense hasn't been like itself, and there have been injuries in other places too, but guys just haven't performed to that level. Where do you see the state of Ben's game going into this finale?
Well, first and foremost, Ben Roethlisberger has proven he's a winning quarterback, a Super Bowl quarterback, a championship quarterback. Now, this may be my quarterback homer perspective coming out, but for him to throw a pick six in the Bengals game, yeah, to throw a pick basically with 15 seconds to go or 14 seconds to go in the Bengals game at the end, to throw a pick in overtime at Dallas last week or 10 days ago also, that's not indicative of the type of performance we usually see out of the Steelers and you see out of Big Ben. That being said, it's been well documented, the friction that's been between the two of them this year. And again, I think Todd Haley lucked out many years ago when he screamed at Kurt Warner on the sideline, and it turned into a magical year for him. Right. That's not the norm. When you embarrass your leader, when you embarrass your quarterback, the guy who's supposed to make plays, like he likes to do for show, like he did in Kansas City, which is a complete disaster for him. I just believe more times than not, that approach to leading, being an offensive coordinator, calling plays, a relationship between offensive coordinator and quarterback does not work. And I think it's showing that. And I think Pittsburgh has some serious issues to look at in the offseason and some things that they really need to look at, because that is not working for them, and it's been a disaster for them this year.
That said, Bernie, it's still the Steelers. We still know what this rivalry means between the Browns and Steelers. And I'm thinking, as much as it might be a little bit of a reach to look at this game with a level of importance because both teams are out of it, I would still think that, you know, going to Pittsburgh and coming away, finishing this year with a chance to win, although, again, with a who knows what the starting cast will be at quarterback, with, you know, with Colt McCoy not practicing today, either. It's going to be Thad Lewis getting the first team reps. So, you know, if it ends up being Thad Lewis as your starting quarterback in the finale, that certainly won't, you know, it won't engender the feeling that this is the real Browns team taking on the Steelers. But nonetheless, I would think that it's got to carry some weight for people still because it's just Browns and Steelers.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, there may be people outside players and coaches that are contemplating draft position and maybe, you know, from a draft pick standpoint, it may be better to not win a game. I absolutely guarantee you, any player who takes that field, any coach who's coaching within the Browns organization is not thinking like that. They want to win, and if it is Thad Lewis, it's a huge opportunity for him to show that he could win games in the NFL and he could make plays in the NFL. And there may be some younger guys, there may be some guys that are getting opportunities, and there may be some guys who have been playing all year that are younger guys that want to finish strong. All that being said, the guys who take that field and the coaches that are coaching up this week, they have no thoughts about playing for draft position, and it is Brown Steelers to them, and it's a good mark or feather in their cap on their resume for players and coaches to be able to finish strong, show that you have a love for the game, and you, whether the playoffs are at stake or not, you're playing to the best of your ability to win a football game, and that's absolutely what could and is going through the coaches and players this week, getting ready for this rivalry game.
All right. Well, Bernie, I know you've been hanging out in Northeast Ohio for the holidays, so be careful with all this weather that we're dealing with.
Yeah, we need our Liberty 4 guys to get the SUVs out there for the blizzards. So,
yes, and very artfully done the way you work that plug-in. I love it. You're the best, Bernie. We'll talk soon, my brother.
Happy holidays to everyone, and drive safe out there next day or two.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he usually does right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car. Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed.
Mounting included. Balancing included. Valve stems included. Free flat repair included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll, even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
See and hear the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square, New York City, live on EarthCam in 3D, and watch other celebrations from around the world. Visit EarthCam.com now for more details.
Check out the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Willoughby. It's on Euclid Avenue, just east of 350 5th Street. Get an unbelievable haircut from an experienced and beautiful stylist for just $10. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
The new Kia Optima limited midsize sedan. Elegance, performance, technology. To learn more, visit mykiacleveland.com.
Hi, this is Vic Carucci. Listen for the Liberty Ford vignettes each weekday at 141, 241, and 341 on ESPN 850 WKNR. Thanks for hanging out with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us now is Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, during this crazy busy holiday season, let's go over the holiday recap for the Browns' involvement.
You know, there was a lot going on from the Browns' perspective. We had our staff involved, our players, our coaches, our Browns women's organization. So several of our players hosted their own initiatives. So a quick shout out to Josh Cribbs, Joe Thomas, Benjamin Watson, Usama Young, TJ Ward, Reggie Hodges. I mean, just the list goes on and on. We hosted Toy Extravaganza for kids from the city of Cleveland. Our Browns women's organization supported the Salvation Army through their Christmas assistance program. Our staff and our players went out to the Cleveland Food Bank during Thanksgiving and provided turkeys and meals for families that are in need. We hosted a toy drive and a food drive, and thanks again to all of our fans who supported that. And many of our players, this is an initiative that a lot of folks don't know about, but several of our players actually adopt families during the holiday season, and that's done through the Littlest Heroes, which is an organization that works with kids who have, or families rather, who have a child with cancer. So a lot of great things going on this holiday season, and certainly want to extend our well wishes to everyone that we've worked with this holiday season.
Now let's talk about youth football, kind of getting a look ahead with that.
You know, as we move into 2013, you know, it's important that we let folks know that we have youth and high school football initiatives taking place the entire year. We're once again being selected as the host city for the National 7-on-7 tournament and some other great initiatives. But we also work really hard to make sure that we're providing youth football opportunities for kids of all ages. And so, you know, coming this April, we'll have our Future Stars Camp once again for 5- to 7-year-olds. We will also have a new event for middle schoolers for 13- and 14-year-olds, and it's a speed and skill clinic. And so that will be hosted at our practice facility here in March. So, again, a lot of great things, punt, pass, and kick, and youth football camps will be here before we know it. So I just want to make sure this stays front of mind and to check clevelandbrowns.com for a lot more information.
And yet another opportunity for young football players is the high school showcase.
Right. So we talked about the program for 5- to 7-year-olds all the way through youth, the middle schoolers, and so of course we have high school programs as well. Our high school showcase is very similar to a combine. We'll host that on Sunday, February 10th here at our practice facility. But that is for anyone interested in continuing on to play college. We will have a chance for those football players to work out in front of D2 and D3 college coaches. It's a $35 registration fee. All the information can be found on clevelandbrowns.com. But what's great about this event is we actually talked to the D2 and D3 coaches to make sure that we understood what they wanted to see.
Right.
And so it won't just be the combine type things. It will also be position specific things that the athletes will be doing as well.
Excellent. Well, that should be very helpful to those prospects. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you, Vic.
It's now your chance to ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
To your questions and comments submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, to our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Ben from Facebook says, since both teams, Browns Steelers, are out of the playoff race, let's have a good old-fashioned rivalry game. You know how it used to be. Let's think of that other game that was played, that earlier game that was played at Cleveland Browns Stadium. 8 turnovers forced by the Browns.
So it was a defensive-oriented game. Yeah, Charlie Batch was playing quarterback, not Ben Roethlisberger. Took a little bit off of it. But I think the rivalry tone, Ben, was there. I felt that game carried that extra sense of importance because the town felt it did. The region, everybody did. If you were at that stadium that day, it had the rivalry feel. Will this one, Sunday, have as much of that feel with likely no starting quarterback for the Browns, who's been the starter all year, Brandon Whedon, and with no Trent Richardson there? It takes a little edge off of it, but it's still the Browns and the Steelers. You heard me talk about this with Bernie Kosar. That's what this game has, and for the people who listen to the show, who follow this football team, it's all about Browns-Steelers all the time, and any win against the Steelers is a great win for the Browns. It takes a higher level of importance, and the fact that, I don't know how long he plays, but if Ben Roethlisberger is in there for the whole time, and I'm not entirely sure why he wouldn't be, depending on how the game goes, I think the Steelers are going to take that same approach. And I think their team and their fan base would hate losing to the Browns at home. Hate it, which is how it should be. So I'd say good old-fashioned rivalry, it will be in order, as it always is with Browns-Steelers. I don't think, Ben, there's any other way to look at that on a regular season game, almost regardless of who's playing. And that's when these teams are always going to play, is regular season. Matthew from Facebook says, lose for the draft pick, please. No, Matthew, it doesn't work that way. Nobody from the head coach on down, and I think you get this. In fact, I'm sure you do. But you're talking about your draft interest and this team's ability to get better positioning for a draft pick. That does not enter the thought process whatsoever. Players, okay, don't care who's drafted. The ones who are on this team, they don't care about improving this team's draft position to potentially enhance the team's ability to replace them. That's what you're asking them to do, to go in with that mentality. What speech would work for you? Think about any competitive environment. Take it down to high school, college, wherever you might have been part of a competitive sport or been around people. And have that coach walk in that locker room. And now let's talk about those who make their living doing this. And that coach give the speech, guys, it's best for us to lose today because it's going to help our draft position, make our team stronger next year. I know we'll be drafting a guy that's probably going to replace one of you guys in this room, so you're going to effectively hurt yourselves and hurt your standing with the team, but go out there and lose one for us to get a better draft pick. It doesn't work that way. Nobody approaches it that way. And the decision, you know, the people who run the team, the coach, the GM, all those guys, winning's important for them, okay, obviously, for obvious reasons. Fred from Facebook said he's been a Browns fan since the 50s. He says, I don't think Brandon Whedon now, after seeing him play just about the whole season, has what it takes. He's reminding me of Derek Anderson. Neither does Colt McCoy have what it takes, but he might be a decent backup. Looks like we are headed, he says, for a new coach soon. Hopefully a new owner will right this team finally. We need an experienced coach. Well, Fred, I'll tell you this. However things play out after the season, they might not. I don't see the Whedon point with you, and I don't think the Derek Anderson comparison quite makes it for me. And I need to see a lot more. I need to see more of him, I should say. And I believe sticking with him is the right thing to do. And we'll see how everything else plays out. It's a new regime, and new stuff could be coming around. Pat Shurer, we want to thank him for being part of the show. Bernie Kosar and John Hughes. We want to thank Jameer Howerton and Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows and Elizabeth Nunnally for also helping us out. And our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Monsters Hockey is next. We will be with you tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.